California is the fourth largest oil producer in the country. As we speak, almost 81,000 wells across the state are churning out oil and gas or being used to inject wastewater back into the ground. For every three of those wells, however, there's another well that's not doing any of those things. And yet, those wells can deteriorate and contaminate the air and water over the long term. FM 89's Carrie Klein reports on a new state law targeting those wells. She begins in Kern County.
When you picture an oil company CEO, Chad Hathaway is probably not who comes to mind. The father of three looks young. He's built like a football player. He has the energy of a college student. And he started his company, Hathaway LLC, shortly after graduating.
I started the company from scratch. I borrowed $5,000 from my mom, who was a school teacher.
Now he operates a few hundred wells in Kern County. He takes me to some on a sandy, scrubby plot of land in the Fruitvale oil field just outside Bakersfield. He points to a handful of oil derricks dipping down and up and down.
We got one, two, three, and then four, which you can't see over there, are active wells.
And then to a few metal valves jutting out of the ground.
And one, two, three idle wells on this property.
Idle wells. They're not active wells currently producing oil, but they're not permanently plugged and abandoned either. That would involve filling them with heavy mud and cement so they could never be tapped again. Hathaway says idle wells are in limbo, ready to be reactivated if they can turn a profit.
It all depends on the price of oil.
In fact, after oil prices plummeted in 2014, the number of idle wells jumped by 10%. Some wells lay idle for decades, so capping them is a careful business.
You know, as you see, these wells are heavily bolted up and sealed off. That wellhead can withstand 3,000 pounds.
But nothing is foolproof. California has nearly 29,000 idle wells, and they can be risky, environmentally and financially. Even minor leaks of oil or gas could have a lingering impact on groundwater and air quality. That's why a new state law tightens idle well regulations. It aims to reduce the number of idle wells over time and to detect structural problems earlier. And although Hathaway doesn't agree with every provision of the law, he says generally it's a good idea.
So you take the environmental concerns pretty seriously?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in California, and not just that, but you know, we live here and this is my community, these are my friends, these are my neighbors.
For a few months in 2016, an idle well in Bakersfield leaked a bubbling mix of fluid and steam. A few years earlier, an earthquake disrupted an idle well in Ojai. It leaked as much as 5 barrels of water per minute for months. But blowouts like these are extremely rare. In the southern San Joaquin Valley in the 90s and early 2000s, less than 2% of blowouts were from idle wells. Still, Stanford Earth scientist Rob Jackson says the risk is high enough to make plugging them worthwhile, especially because almost a fifth are at least 20 years old.
The longer they sit, kind of unused and unattended, the more likely you are to have a problem.
California's oldest has been idle since 1899. But small-scale leaks can pose problems, too. Civil engineer Mary Kang of Canada's McGill University studies emissions from abandoned wells, which, unlike idle wells, should be permanently sealed. And yet, in Pennsylvania, she found that over time, small leaks from abandoned wells became a significant source of the greenhouse gas methane.
If you just look at the rate per year, it's relatively small compared to active wells. However, there is evidence to show that they have been emitting for a long time.
Over two-thirds of California's 29,000 idle wells are in the San Joaquin Valley. Many are located in neighborhoods and near schools. The largest owners, no surprise, are mega producers Chevron and Aera. The law, Assembly Bill 2729, forced new rules on oil and gas operators. Starting in January, it gave them a choice: either pay an annual fee per idle well or plug and abandon a fraction each year. David Bunn is director of the California Department of Conservation, which oversees the oil and gas regulating agency known as DOGGR.
It's industry being accountable for the liability of the idle wells that they have, and to seriously evaluate, are they, you know, if they don't have plans to use those wells again, then they should go ahead and plug and abandon them properly.
The law increases bonding requirements, too, so that if a company goes out of business, the state won't get saddled with taking care of its wells. Since 1977, DOGGR has spent $30 million plugging so-called orphaned wells. Rock Zierman, CEO of the California Independent Petroleum Association, agrees it's important to minimize the risks of idle wells, but he worries the financials could break some smaller producers.
It considerably increases the cost of doing business in California.
But to Bill Alio of the nonprofit organization Environmental Working Group, EB 2729 is a welcome change. He says this and a few related bills mark a new era for the regulating agency Dogger, which he felt used to be too cozy with the industry.
Music to my ears. After looking at Dogger for these years and seeing how little they were getting done in terms of regulating the oil industry, here was Dogger saying, you know what? We're going to start doing a better job of enforcement.
In Bakersfield, Chad Hathaway agrees. AB 2729 is a change of pace for the state oil and gas regulator.
You kind of put some legislative teeth behind it, more so than what was before under just the Public Resources Code.
Though, unlike Alio, he doesn't think Dogger was ever too close to the industry in the first place. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.